When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, this is Side Hustle School, Chris Guillebeau, your host. And today I want to welcome you to our weekly segment known as Failure Friday. Failure Friday is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Now, of course, you come to Side Hustle School to hear all kinds of side hustle ideas, ways to make extra money without quitting your job, case studies, tips, questions and answers, and ongoing daily conversation, dialogue, if you prefer, that we've been doing for more than 2,000 days in a row. So, of course, you're interested in those success stories, but the point of this segment is to highlight the things that don't go well. A short story of something, in fact, that went very wrong. And that's because we can learn as much from failure as we can from success. These stories have varied quite a bit since we started doing them last year, but they often begin with an idea, an assumption, and then that assumption turns into a reality. And then what does the person learn through the experience? So without further ado, today's short story features Nick Snare. Nick describes himself as a former online tutor. That sounds interesting. A former online tutor. Let's hear the story from him. Here's Nick.
My name is Nick, and I'm a former online tutor. I thought it would be a great side hustle. Flexible hours, good pay, and the chance to help kids learn. And I thought I was ready for anything, at least until I met one of my students' parents. I was assigned to teach math to a high school student, which was always my strong subject. The first few lessons went well, but then the student's mother got involved. She was one of those helicopter parents who thought she knew everything and wanted to be involved in every step of the tutoring process. At first, I tried to be patient and work with her, but she was so demanding that it started to affect the student's progress. Every time I suggested a new method or approach, she'd shoot it down, insisting on doing things her way. I started to feel frustrated and discouraged, especially since the student wasn't making much progress despite my best efforts. And then one day, the mother showed up to an online session together with her child. I was blindsided. I had no idea she was planning to do that. She sat next to my student the whole time, interrupting me every few minutes with her own ideas and corrections. I was so flustered that I couldn't even remember what I was teaching. To put it bluntly, it was a disaster. After that session, I quit. I couldn't take it anymore. I realized that I didn't sign up for this. I wanted to help students learn, not deal with difficult parents. I felt like I had failed. But looking back, I learned an important lesson. Know your limits and don't let others push you past them. So maybe this is a success story in disguise. Still not sure, to be honest. As for what's next for me, well, I'm still figuring that out. But one thing's for sure, I'm not going back to online tutoring anytime soon. I'll stick to playing games and binge-watching TV shows for now. At least there, I don't have to deal with difficult parents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. And Nick, really appreciate you sharing that story. Nick, the former online tutor. Hey, you know, don't let it get you down. Take that experience, move on to something else. That's all that I know. That's all that most of our successful side hustlers know. Sometimes the first iteration or the first project is not what you're going to end up with. So keep going. And listeners, if you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thanks for being out there. Take care of yourself. Let's move forward together. Oh, and today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2253. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.